Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that successfully beat AIDS and the coronavirus. The gentleman in front of me fought off the virus while I fought the AIDS. It's Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over there is Poseidon.
Hello.
What was that?
I don't know.
Maybe uncomfortable.
He was at my house this weekend. He spent the weekend in my country house.
You're gonna need a blue light.
Yeah. No, but I checked that he didn't do anything wrong. I've hidden cameras in every bedroom.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I've hidden cameras every bedroom.
You. What?
Four in the bathroom.
Look at his face.
He wipes from the front.
Yeah, he also stands up to wipe his ass. Yeah. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, he stands up, wipes from the front.
Yeah.
And then he wipes it off his shirt.
Poseidon, that's
disgusting.
The piece of the puzzle you didn't tell us. Disgusting.
Yeah, you stand up to wipe. I do that too, though.
Oh, yeah?
You stand up to wipe?
Yeah, I stand up to wipe. Because or else your hand gets, it's uncomfortable.
How the fuck? For me, getting up would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's true. The hand is uncomfortable. Okay, so I'm not crazy.
Yeah, well, or you might be.
You're still crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little bit crazy too. Yes.
Mike's just not flexible, but you're still crazy.
François Bellefeuille had a bit that I really liked about wiping your ass, because he goes, your mom teaches you how to wipe your ass when you're like 2 or 3, but then there's no refresher course. So it's the only thing you learn how to do when you're 3, and you might just veer off into a fucking weird way of wiping your ass. They should reteach us every 7 years.
Holy, that's actually a good thought.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm going to Google this.
You could veer and do something. Because he told me he found out online there's many different ones. Like people that stand up, people front to back, back to front. There's the argument. What else was there? There's all kinds of people who catch their shit, he showed me.
But not in a civilized country?
Yeah, here. Apparently there's people that just catch their poop with they put paper in their hand and catch the poop, and that, it's weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah, showed me a whole
hold
thing.
On what?
You're the one who taught me that.
What did I teach you?
You had brought up the list of different stuff people do, and there was one of them was people catching their shit.
Yeah, probably in some weird places and shit.
No, you told me it's one of the things. You said standing up, front to back, back to front, catching their shit.
That means he lied about the
catching the
catching
shit.
The shit.
Check it out.
Because he's like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No, he has showed me an image. Like, it showed like different images of how people do, and one of them was
maybe
guy.
Maybe it was a meme. Are you sure?
That's what you showed me. I believe you. Am I wrong to believe
that
you?
Makes
I guess.
Sense to do that if you're camping, right?
To catch it?
To catch it in like a water toilet paper and then put it in a garbage bag. But if you're in a toilet, why are you catching your shit?
I think that was when I had gone to do the blood tests. Because you had to put like a paper thing and it catches your poop.
No, it wasn't a...
No?
No. You had said something else.
Like catch so it you with gave their hands? Them your poop when you went for a blood test?
Yeah, it was amongst the blood test that I had to do. Yeah.
The honor amongst shit catchers.
But hold on. Like they have to, like I showed you something that they catch with their hands? I'm a little bit confused. Yeah.
Oh, someone's trying to hack into my Twitter account.
Oh, I tried because I no. This was me because I tried to log into my Twitter. Look at your face.
Are you fucking crazy, bro? I got 1, 2, 3, 4. You try to unsuccessfully log into my account. You're trying to hack into my account. Are you fucking crazy?
No. Hold on. I'm trying to log into my Twitter, but it keeps jumping to your Twitter because you have it saved on this laptop.
You have to sign out.
It won't let me.
Well, you're not even signed in because it won't even let you in. It says here that you attempted multiple times to hack into my account.
I just type in Twitter, not hack.
I didn't try. I will fucking stab you in the neck. I don't play that shit.
Not because I'm just typing twitter.com and then it just tries to log into your account.
Well, why don't you change the login?
There's no button for it.
Nobody believes you.
I swear to God.
There's no button for it.
Yeah, look, I'll type in Twitter.com.
No, we don't. It's Poseidon, you've done enough damage by trying to break into my account.
And then it goes to the login page, and then it just jumps to your account. And then it has option for English. And then I click on the little Twitter image.
Twitter. The little bird?
Yeah, the little bird. And it won't let me. It just jumps back to this.
But where's it? Because it always says, if this isn't your account, log in.
It doesn't here. Have it.
You sure?
Yeah, look.
I'm not coming over there.
Come see. Look, Mike. Oh, Jesus. Watch the fridge. Yeah, look. Check your... enter thing. Log in. You click on log in. It just gives you an error message. Choose a different thing. Need help? Contact. English. And then when you click on
but
this...
But that, for some reason, is log in with text message.
Yeah, why'd you pick login with text messaging? It texted me again. Would you stop that shit? Yeah. I'm not letting you into my account.
I didn't. No, but I'm not trying to get into your
account. Well, it looks like some idiot's not getting on Twitter. That's you. I'm not letting you into my account, you psycho. I get one more text, I'm going to come over there and beat you over the head with that bottle. The coureur de bois. We're here talking about serious comedy things. For example, big announcement tomorrow. We're going to see if we're allowed to tour a bit.
Yeah.
Because it said you're not allowed, what did it say? You're not allowed to go to yellow zones.
Really?
Yeah. I have a bunch of shows in yellow zones. I was happy all of early June. I'm in L'Abitibi.
You're allowed.
And it's a yellow zone. Bars are open, no masks, and no curfew.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be allowed in yellow zones? The virus came from a yellow zone, as far as I remember last year. Yeah. We should be allowed. Because I want to start booking dates.
Yeah, you're allowed doing shows. I think they just say you're not allowed, going on vacation to a yellow
But if it's
zone.
Work.
But if it's work, you're allowed.
Oh, okay. Then that's good. Yeah, I'm going to start booking now. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Get back into it.
We're going to have to pre-tape a bunch of shows because I'm doing eight nights in a row in
L'Abitibi.
At? Pretty much every little shit town in L'Abitibi.
That's badass,
though. Yeah. So, and I was really happy when I saw no masks. I was like, oh, that's going to be good. Because I have an ear thing I was telling you before we got on the air. So both of my ears are blocked. And last night I was doing a show and trying to fucking talk to people with a mask when you can't hear what they're saying. I had no idea what was going on. So I asked someone, I was like, where do you work? And then all I heard was rah, 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 rah. Then I was like, I can't hear anything.
You speak English?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's...
Yeah, kind of
sucks. You have to go to the doctor for your ears, no?
Yeah, because I had... My ears were a little blocked, and I have this thing. It's like oil you put in, and then you squirt water in. And I did that, and the water stayed stuck in my head. So now I have I have a fucking ear. At first, I just had a blocked ear, and now I have two earaches.
You've effectively turned yourself into a waterhead.
Yeah, exactly. I've become borderline retarded.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. How does it stay in, though?
I don't know. It's because I think it's because I have probably like hard wax stuck in there. That's why you put the oil in to soften the wax. And then you squirt water in and it's supposed to bring the wax back out. But mine just, the water
went deeper.
Went behind the wax and now it can't come out.
So wait, do we need surgery? What was happening here?
I don't know. I tried shoving pencils in, didn't work.
Have you tried turning it off and on again? Yeah.
I found a cool trick for earwax.
What?
So you, in the shower, you basically, what you do is you throw water inside.
You throw it, yeah.
And then you know your earlobe, like right here, this part?
Yeah.
Okay. You basically, you keep pressing, and it makes that sound up. As if it's like a suction cup.
Okay.
And it kind of sucks out. Yeah, like that. And it kind of sucks out the earwax. And all you got to do is you run your finger. And it takes out like all kinds of earwax, which is kind of nasty. But
you live the life of a cartoon dinosaur. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I could have used that before shoving things up my ear.
Yeah, you could have told him that before the pens at least.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I do to clean my ears in the shower.
So you're doing 8 shows back to back?
Yeah, I'm doing, I think 10 shows in 8 nights.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, but a lot of the shows, what kind of sucks, it's not like 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, since they got booked when they still had a curfew. So it's 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
3? That's
so
weird.
So a lot of afternoon shows. Yeah.
But then again, everything's going to be closed inside, it's going to be dark.
Yeah, and it's all the same. Like, because people are just so fucking happy to not be in their houses.
Yeah, they're going to have fun.
Even in the afternoon. The only thing that's weird is you you always want to tell them like a good night, like at the end, but you have to say good day.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah. I would still say good night.
Yeah.
Good day, everyone.
Good day. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. So I saw you arguing about Bill C-10, the censorship shit.
Yeah, that was the bill that they to censor what goes online. And then for some reason now they're saying it's not on a censorship bill and it has nothing to do with the CRTC. Because the guy was on Tout le monde en parle yesterday.
Yeah.
And then when they asked him, they were like, isn't it true that you want the CRTC to censor what's on the internet the way it censors what's on TV?
That's what they said last week.
Yeah. And then he's like, no, that's not what the CRTC does. That's exactly what the CRTC does.
Yeah. They just lie blatantly.
They're the Canadian FCC. They're just there to fuck with creators.
Yeah.
So they were saying that C10 isn't to censor. It's to make a big tech pay Canadian content creators. So they're like, Netflix doesn't pay taxes here. They have to pay taxes. And Amazon has to pay taxes. And that money will go to creators.
That's bullshit.
And then they were like, and YouTube doesn't pay creators.
Yeah, they do.
But they do. I fuck it. Like, I don't make a shit ton of money with YouTube, but I make like $8,000 a month.
Oh,
YouTube.
Shit. Yeah, it's true. You have good. A lot of like, views
fuck,
on
it. That's almost 100,000 a year.
Just off your Suzuku ads.
Yeah.
And those aren't even your real ads. Those are just YouTube ads.
No, those are just my YouTube ads.
Oh, that's pretty badass. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. So then when I saw that, like whenever they say this is going to help creators, what that does, it only gives money to like the big producers. And then people like you and me make
nothing.
Nothing. And plus we have censorship now.
Yeah.
So instead of being free to make 100,000, now we're fucking told what to say, what to do. And they don't tell us what to say, what to do, but they'll be like, you can't say this, you can't say that.
Yeah, which is the same thing, effectively.
Which is exactly the same thing.
Yeah. And then the show, I think part of what works with our shows is that we're free to do whatever we want.
Exactly.
We never have to second guess, like, can I do this? Can I? Well, yeah. We're the producers.
Yeah.
No, I don't want them involved in this. And I don't like how ready and willing a lot of these politicians, including Jagmeet Singh, are to just lie to people. Yeah.
And they're always like, no, but this has nothing to do with censorship. And I guess for people that aren't in the industry, you read that and you go, okay, they're saying this is going to help creators. This is good. I like Pantelis. I want the government to help them. But then you don't realize they're not helping you. They're giving money to like Canada Land or the CBC or some fucking
which is
bullshit.
Fucking garbage. First of all, I don't want the government's help. Poseidon, I had sent you a news story and I forgot what it was.
Scientists develop method allowing lab animals to breathe through their rectum.
Oh yeah, I read about that.
Yeah.
And what's
can you repeat that though? There's something that bothers me about the headline. Repeat it.
Scientists develop method allowing lab animals to breathe through their rectum.
I'm glad that they're allowing it and now, but I don't think the animals were trying to breathe through their asshole earlier.
I didn't think that was a thing that scientists did. I thought that they just realized that pigs could breathe through their assholes.
I think they made them breathe through their assholes.
Yeah. I thought it was just, because the way I pictured it, it was probably like, I was like, how did you figure out?
They try to suffocate a pig.
So they're like, you're not going to tell anyone I fucked you.
And then it's just breathing from its ass.
Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, it is weird. Why would you do it to an animal?
Yeah. And that raises more questions. Like, can they also smell through their asshole now? Because that would be terrible. Yeah.
No, I don't think they have the sense of... Hey, who the fuck knows? They're mute. Yeah. I feel bad for these creatures. Like, now we're really... this doesn't help anyone.
We're playing God.
Yeah, for no reason. Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of playing God, because of the polar caps melting, you know, polar bears and shit, they got to come down more south and shit.
Okay.
And, like, they're fucking... Apparently, they're fucking... They're intermingling.
You have a way with words, but
yeah, they're intermingling with brown and black bears.
Yeah, we don't want that. Race traders. Yeah. Race trading bears. So what are you trying to say?
And they're creating an even more aggressive, dangerous hybrid of bear, which is larger than a black bear.
Dude, that is some racist bullshit. That's not how that works.
They're basically making light-skinned bears.
So the light-skinned bears are more aggressive, like the white power bears?
The Jussie Smollett bears are more aggressive than the white powers from the Coca-Cola convention of North.
So they're basically more aggressive than black and brown bears.
Seems
and larger
racist.
Than them and more dangerous.
And the, these are the beige bears. The what are they?
The beige, basically the light skinned bears.
What do you mean light skinned bears?
But they're smaller than the white bears.
Because all of their skins, I think the dark skinned bear is actually the white bear, right? Polar bear has pink skin, yeah. Or red skin, or black skin, I think.
Really?
Yeah, no. I think the polar bear has black skin.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, and the other ones have like pinkish. Pinkish.
No, brown bears have, they are, like black bears actually have black skin. Like,
are you sure? Because you're saying that very matter-of-factly.
And you didn't type anything.
Yeah.
And you're the man that can't log into Twitter.
Yeah, so I don't know if I can believe you. For all I know, black bears are purple.
Polar bear's skin is black and its hairs are hollow.
Thank you, Mikey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what that means? Mike, you have the power of the internet in front of you, and Mike is still running mental circles around you. You're a fucking buffoon.
Hold on, black bear skin color.
Type in black bear crime rate. I'm curious now. Because everything you said just seems like a funny way of racist to use science against us.
The normal color is black of black bears.
Ah, interesting.
So they all just have black skin.
So all bears are black.
Bears are black.
So then why can't we get along? We're all the same, really.
I guess their fur is different.
That doesn't matter. I told you, these are all superficial things, you see? Even the bears know that racism is stupid.
We're all the same on the inside.
Yeah.
Are the polar bears fucking grizzly bears or are they fucking black bears? Because black bears are really small.
Yeah, grizzly bears are fucking crazy too, though.
Grizzly bears are big as polar bears, but black bears, if they're fucking black bears, that's just they're raping midgets.
Yeah, because their black bears are small. Black bears are like fun. You look at them, you're like, look at these. They look like big dogs. Yeah. But grizzly bears, grizzly bears are the most aggressive. I don't know how you can get more aggressive.
Well, they're fucking both black and brown.
What do you mean black? Are they fucking grizzlies?
Well, grizzlies are brown.
Yeah, I don't think they're fucking them based on their color. Again, I'm just saying, what can they mate with? Hold on. Wait, so you think I think you're misunderstanding this whole thing. I think you're taking the colors too seriously. This isn't like a sexual race thing. This is like, you know, the colors of their skin and their fur, that's just depending on where they're from in terms of to use the nature around them. Like polar bears, because of the snow and all that, so they could blend in. They're not like a different sect of bears that believe in white power. And it's not real.
A grizzly polar bear hybrid, also named a Grolar bear or Pizzly bear.
That's a wigger. That's a wigger.
That's a wigger, yeah.
Grizzlar.
The Grizzlar.
Or Nanulak.
The Grizzlar.
Is a rare ursid hybrid that has occurred both in captivity and in the wild. Yeah, so I guess it's grizzly bears too.
Okay.
Nanulak. What were the options? Nanulak, wigger, what else?
Grolar bear.
Grolar. I like Grolar.
Pizzly bear.
Pizzly.
Pizzly is horrible.
Yeah. Grizzlar.
Nah.
Or Nanulak.
Nanulak. What the f- Who's naming these bears?
Yeah, just call it a beige bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, beige bear.
You know, just call it Winnie the Pooh. Like Winnie the Pooh is Pooh the bear. Only is the only fucking half polar bear.
A Winnie bear.
Yeah.
A what?
A Winnie bear.
Maybe a Winnie bear. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why they called the original bear Winnie?
Why?
Because the rich kid, Christopher Robin, who went to visit, I saw this at Canadian Heritage Moment, called him Winnie. And because he was brown, he called him the Pooh. Winnie the, like, the shit.
Oh.
And they're like, why the Pooh, son? He's like, I don't know, the Pooh. Well, it's because it was the Pooh. He's brown. And Winnie the Pooh stuck, and now we have a character named Winnie the Shit, and no one bats an eye. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, the Pooh Bear. Yeah, and he's Canadian, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was I never got why that character caught on so much, because when you think about it, that's a horrible character. Just a fat, sad bear.
No pants.
That gets stuck in a tree. Every fucking episode I've ever seen, it's a fat lunatic trying to get honey, and he gets stuck.
It was step porn before it existed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my.
That's
I'm
great.
Stuck in a tree.
And then Tigger shows up.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's actually very interesting that you guys say that because
I'm here for the honey.
It used to be my favorite show as a child. One of my favorite shows.
And then you grew up and your favorite porn was stuck porn, you see?
Yeah, so it's all the same. Holy it's a shit. Circle of life. It's
a circle of life.
Yeah, you're living the Lion King's... the motto of the Lion King, you're living it. It's the circle of stuck porn. Oh, bother. That's what happens. He gets raped by Tigger. Oh, bother. Not again. It is a weird... All those cartoons, you look at them now, they're super fucking weird.
Yeah.
They're Barney. Super... Barney was not a cartoon. It was a live action. Barney was kind of weird, too.
There was one show that just aired in Canada that I really liked. And it wasn't really a show. I don't think it was just specials. The Raccoons.
Dude, the Raccoons. And they had like hockey. Red shirts and all that. I keep trying to tell people what the fuck that was. I think I saw it in French when I was a kid.
Okay.
I forgot what it was called. I don't know. I don't think it was called Le Raton Laveur. I think it was called something else.
I think in French it was Les Amis Ratons.
Maybe.
Like the friend raccoon.
But I love that show. That was a good show. Yeah. Nobody knows it when I asked him about it. You remember the Raccoons?
Yeah, and there was Mr. Snide was the bad guy.
With the nose.
Yeah. Oh, or
fuck.
Cyril Sneer.
That was Cyril Sneer, that was his name. I remember his nose. Yeah. I remember that show. There was a lot of like shows that I recently started looking on the internet, like not to watch them, but like documentaries about them.
Yeah.
I saw like The Big Comfy Couch. Lunette the Clown.
Fuck, I don't remember that.
That I was young, I remember the big and I remember her voice because that girl ended up, it was live action, she was a clown, she was young, but she ended up voicing all kinds of cartoons and video games later. She's the voice of Claire Redfield in the original Resident Evil games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a Canadian girl, yeah, from Toronto.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I remember Allison Scott or something, Alice Scott, something like that. Scout, maybe, I forgot, but something like that, her name. Yeah, sorry, I remember those little cartoons. I remember Samurai Pizza Cats.
Okay.
The people called them racist, but it was a Japanese cartoon that they repurposed.
Okay.
But it was cats that were samurais.
Why did they think it was racist?
People are crazy. I was watching a documentary about it recently.
Because they wouldn't, like, we don't serve blacks. Yeah. Like, that is a little racist.
Yeah. No, it's because people thought, like, oh, they're making fun of the culture, they're taking it over, but it wasn't an American show.
It's a Japanese show. God damn, that's so stupid, getting angry at Japanese people for doing Japanese stuff.
Yeah, but a lot of people would jump to conclusions. Like, and it was before even Ronin Warriors. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're talking. Oh, there we go. People are talking about our stocks.
Okay.
Uranium's up again. You saw that? You happy, Mike?
I sold everything.
Why?
Yeah, because
I told you I'm going to tell you when it hits 30.
Yeah, no, I know. It's because I got in like February or March, I got into Bitcoin.
So you sold everything and went into Bitcoin?
Yeah.
But you had already made money off uranium, no?
Yeah. And then I was super happy. And then fucking Elon Musk keeps fucking me. Motherfucker.
But you know what? Elon Musk is autistic.
Yeah.
And he's one of the super geniuses we have. He's allowed to hate on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And he doesn't hate it. He still owns Bitcoin. He actually clarified his statement today. He said, I never said we sold our Bitcoin.
You know how crazy it is, though, that Bitcoin, like, that's when you see that it means nothing. If Elon Musk can just tweet shit and then it loses 30% value,
yeah,
you're like, oh, Christ, maybe I shouldn't have put all that money in.
It's like, none of my kids are going to college. But you should be allowed to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
We can't be like Prince Harry who doesn't believe in the First Amendment.
No.
Did you see that?
No. What did Prince Harry say?
The tweets were the best. Like, get the fuck out of America. He was doing his first interview and he took advantage of two things. He took advantage of the time to talk shit about Rogan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, talk shit about Rogan. And then
what did he say?
He just says, like, why is he talking? He shouldn't be allowed to talk about, like, why do people listen to him? He shouldn't talk about vaccines.
Why are we listening to fucking Princess Diana's kid?
Exactly. And then he goes, and I've been looking at stuff in America. I'm trying to wrap my head around, but I can't understand the First Amendment. It's absolutely bonkers. So then people are like, get the fuck out of the U.S. He goes,
yeah. Fuck, you figure someone would coach him.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to America talking about talk
that's the cornerstone of America.
Talk shit about the Ninth Amendment.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever the
14th
Amendment.
Even argue the second, you're going to have some people arguing with you. Not the first.
Yeah, First Amendment, even like, even people that are for actual censorship pretend like they're not.
Yeah.
They'll get angry.
Yeah, exactly. No, first, that's crazy. Like, that's the cornerstone of America, of being American.
Where did he say this?
Some article, I don't know, it was online. I was looking at it over the weekend.
Okay.
And they were making a big deal because it was his first interview in America. And then I was like, this isn't going well.
Yeah.
This isn't. But it was funny when he talked shit about Rogan, because then Rogan, on one of his episodes, I think with Kumia, it was the one with Kumia or the one before, he goes, yeah, I heard Prince Harry was talking shit about you. And he looked at the camera. He's like, hey, he was telling me about, I shouldn't talk or whatever. And then he looked, he's like, you better watch out. I could say a couple of stuff about him too. Give him some advice, he goes. It was obvious about his wife. But yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. The princess spoke.
That's crazy.
So he's talking shit about the First Amendment. I never liked the Royals anyway, so I've always been on the side of fuck them.
And he seems like a piece of shit. Like, he's talking shit about his family. Now he's talking shit about America.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he is ready to talk a lot of shit, this guy. Yeah. And he can't back it up because the reason why he left, because he came here first, and then he asked the government. Dude, he's not even a citizen. He asked for the government, him and his wife. They go, oh, we have to leave because they're not supplying us with enough security. Like, they wanted us Canadian taxpayers to pay for his security. He's a private citizen. He left the royal family. Yeah. So fuck you. So because we weren't willing to pay that, he went to the States, and now he's talking all kinds of shit. He can't even fend for himself.
Yeah, because America's not paying for his security.
Fuck out of here. Sure. What is he, crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his issue.
Yeah. He's going to make, I think he signed a big deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
He's got to sign as many deals now, because in 3 years, no one's going to give a fuck.
Yeah, he's got to strike while the iron's hot.
His aunt, do you remember Fergie? The Princess Fergie?
No, that's an interesting name for a princess.
She was a chubby princess. She was a chubby, ugly princess. There was Diana that was hot, and then there was Fergie that was kind of frumpy.
So wait, Fergie was her real name, or was that a nickname given to her by the press?
No, it was because her name was Ferguson. It was Sarah Ferguson.
Okay.
So they named her Fergie. But she got a divorce about the same time as Princess Diana did. So what she did to make money is she did commercials for Weight Watchers.
Smart.
Yeah, which isn't a bad gig, but it's a shitty gig compared to being a princess.
That's the kind of shit Poseidon should do.
Yeah.
He's the fat princess that we kicked off with 2DM.
Hey.
Would you do that? Would you do Weight Watchers commercials?
Nah.
Just You're watch your weight. You're the Fergie of 2DM.
Yeah.
I am?
It'd be funny if he does Weight Watchers, he just watches his weight go up.
Yeah.
But I'm watching
it. Yeah, isn't that the point? But what a name, Fergie. I hate this royal shit. I hate it so much. People with scepters.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's creepy to me.
How many, what's the name of that, the pedophile prince?
Andrew.
Andrew. So there's Prince Charles, Prince Andrew, and is there another one, like, in that generation?
The older ones?
Yeah.
There are in Europe, but I don't know about the British one, because they all intermarry.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I wonder what's going to... So who's... I don't even care about the royals, but who's going to be the next king?
I think if the queen dies, I think that the current Prince William, I guess, is that the young guy? Is that Harry's brother?
Yeah.
He becomes king.
Okay, not the father because he got a divorce.
I don't know why not the father. I guess the father might, I don't know. I think he's next in line, as far as I understand. Or the father's going to abdicate the throne to him, just be like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I don't even know why these people are allowed. Like, we have royal families. It's funny that
what's his name was gone. The First Amendment is bonkers, but he didn't go, royalty is fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's completely insane.
Especially, most countries, royalty, if you're in a monarchy, royalty runs a fucking country. England got rid of the fucking monarchy. So they're just puppets. You're paying for people.
You're paying a lot of money.
Pretend. Yeah, even here in Canada, we pay for people to pretend to be our king and queen.
It's absurd.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Especially Canada with the governor general.
Yeah.
So we pay for that person. I don't get Canada.
That's why Quebec gets mad and wants to separate. They don't like that kind of dumb shit.
Yeah.
I get some of the arguments.
Yeah.
I'm with him on that. What were you going to say?
Also, speaking of Prince Harry, Mike, did you know that him and Meghan Markle had a hard time paying off their mortgage? And a fan of
It's none
theirs,
of my business.
Started a GoFundMe, and all it raised was $110.
Yeah. Good. Whoever's
they
dumb enough.
They started a GoFundMe for...
A fan of theirs.
And plus, didn't they just sign a Netflix deal for $20 million or $10 million?
I hate this.
Jesus, fuck, man.
No. Crazy. But it was a fan. It wasn't them that started it.
Yeah but what do they mean they had trouble paying their mortgage? On the $15 million mansion you're talking about?
Yeah, 14.6. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Maybe not get a $14 million. Yeah. You know fuck that is, bro. There's people that lost everything this year. They're living in a 1.5, and these guys are like, I know times are tough, right? My $14 million mansion, I need some help paying the mortgage.
Yeah, that's
Plus,
insane.
I have to pay for security myself because of fucking Canada.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah it's insanity.
People are just stupid.
Whoever accepts this, who's ever willing to find out who the people that paid money for that GoFundMe are and send them an email that say, GoFundMe, go fuck yourself. You fucking idiots.
Oh, shit. I was listening to the Kumia episode with Rogan. Mm. And he was Kumia was saying his house in Long Island that we went to, he pays $60,000 a year in tax.
That's on insane. That place.
Yeah, that's insane.
What's the point of owning a house if you're paying that much in taxes? Yeah,
if you're paying like $5,000 a month.
That's fucking absurd, yeah. Dude. Fuck, so they're right. New York taxes are really high.
Yeah. And plus, like, that's a nice house, but that's only like a $2 million house. Like, it's not a $10 million house.
Yeah, I don't think he's paying tax on the house so much as the property, where he's at.
But he's like, so he probably someone that paid nothing, like gave zero cash down for that house. You're paying more on taxes than you are on the mortgage.
Fuck, I can't fathom ever doing something like that. That would be crazy. I think if you're going to put money down, you're going to buy a house. You're doing it for security.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to be paying rent and mortgage. That's insane.
Yeah, there are a bunch of places like that here in Montreal. Like, a couple of years ago, I was looking at condos that, there are some places that the condos are really cheap, and New York is like that. You'll find condos that are, like, almost nothing, and you're like, oh, shit, that's, like, a big condo for only $100,000. But then you see, and the condo fees are, like,
$5,000 a month.
And you're like, okay.
That's fucked, dude.
What?
Yeah, that's how they make their money.
That's insane.
Yeah. So like, we'll rent him the condo. Who gives a shit?
So they trick rich people into thinking they own and they actually just rent.
Yeah.
They trick renters into giving them $100,000, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dirty.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Fucking New York, eh?
They do it everywhere. Dude.
Yeah,
there's always
New York, Montreal does that too.
Yeah, but someone's going to fuck you.
New York is really bad.
Yeah. It's like right now, let's say your rent, whatever it is, $800 a month.
Yeah.
Let's say the lady goes, oh, no, don't worry. Your rent's actually $200 a month. And you're like, fuck, nice. But every month you have $900 fees for...
Yeah. There's so a it comes up to more. Fee, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, what dirty. People get away with.
Yeah.
It never ends, dude. There's always going to be someone trying to swindle you.
Just by rearranging things a bit. Like,
and they get people because people want a bargain. They want a deal. So if they tell people, look, condos in this area are $1 million. This one's only 200,000. So you're actually saving 800,000. You're like, oh, I'm a good businessman.
Yeah.
I just saved 800,000.
Oh, fuck. It's kind of like the shit we used to pull at dealerships. They wanted like free tires and shit.
So you would rape them.
No. So we'd give them like, what? So we'd kind of like put the discount on the MSRP of the car and be like, look, you're getting free tires, but then we'd charge them.
So like they weren't getting free tires.
Yeah, like kind of like a weird thing.
That seems like you blatantly lied to them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll give you free tires, but I'm going to write down here that I'm charging you for the tires.
The excuse was like, oh, no, it's taken off on the MSRP, but they'd end up paying
for it. Oh, that's, can they ever come back to you on that? If somebody realized that you lied to them.
Yeah.
There's no, you think there's really no legal precedence?
There was, because the way,
pretty sure consumer watchdogs. I don't remember
exactly how we would do it, but the managers told us how to put them into the system, and they told us just do it like this.
Were you afraid, though, since like car salesmen have such a good reputation, that you were going to ruin the reputation for the other car salesmen?
Not really, no.
That never jumped to your mind?
No, because I was just told this is how you do things here.
It's very selfish. Very selfish, because all the other car salesmen, like they've been working hard to maintain that kind of reputation, used car salesman reputation. It's, I mean, they're known for how good they are, how much they want to get someone inside a used car. They still
use the trick that I remember every fucking car I bought, like the first, let's say, four cars I bought. Whenever it was a car that was worth under $1,000, they'd always use the trick. They'll go, okay, you can think about it, but there's a lady
that
coming in this afternoon. And I was like, the first time I believed the guy, but then like the last two or three times, I was like, does that actually work? Like that?
You asked him that?
Yeah, I was like, does that work? There's no lady coming for this piece of shit car.
Those were the idiot salesmen that would do that, but the smarter salesman would say there's a deposit on it at the moment. So like, I don't know, it's not really for sale. I'll keep in touch with you if the deposit is off.
You know, I remember before I got...
And then you'd call in
like
20 minutes later.
No, like 3 days later. Hey, you're lucky the person's credit didn't go through or whatever. The car's available.
Oh, yeah, I've had
They tried
that.
To pull that shit on me when I bought my car, remember?
They remember they did it to me when I went to that place in San Laurent, right before I got this car. Remember we went? It the was the Ford Fusion with the red leather.
Yes, and the guy tried to pull that shit,
yeah,
bro.
This is the funniest thing, because I don't play any of these games. Like, I'm out the second I feel that.
I think I told you about it, though.
We were sitting there, and I'm like, oh, it was a nice car, I liked it, whatever. And the guy goes, yeah, so you should make a decision quick, because a woman already put a deposit on it, and but if you want, I could just say that you got it first or whatever. And I was like, oh, I would deposit. Well, that sucks. I'm out of here. And the guy's like, no, we forgot. Nah, it's cool, man. You do your thing. I don't want to ruin the lady's day. He's like, holy fuck. The guy realized it's shit, and then we left.
Yeah, we called his bluff, basically.
Yeah.
Well, called his bluff.
Called his bluff hard, because he started panicking. He's like, no, it's okay. Ah, well, you said, it's not fucking. I was like, I don't want that pressure on me. Like, yeah, but just tell me the truth. This is what I can, this is the best deal I can give you. This is what it is. And if I like it, I'll do it. Why do we have to dance?
Well, because here's the thing. Like, a client, okay. There were a lot of the clients in car sales were basically hard asses.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone's a hard dude. Client. This is I'm going to tell you this right now, because it bothers me, because you've said this on many occasions. A car is not a small purchase.
Yeah.
It's a big decision. And it's sometimes like me. I remember when I got my first car, that was the most expensive thing I had ever bought.
No. Yeah.
It's a big fucking decision.
100%.
For you, you're like, three cars today, four cars. The fucking guy, it's $50,000, $30,000. That's his biggest purchase.
No.
So be patient and try to meet them halfway. Don't make it seem like, just sign here, get it. It's a fucking big investment.
No, 100%. But I never behaved like that when I sold cars. Like, just sign here. Like, I never did that shit. But sometimes, like,
I'm saying that's why they were hard asses. It's because it's a big purchase. Well, it's not like buying a pack of gum.
Even when a car is not expensive, like even a $5,000 car, if you're buying a $5,000 car, that means that's what you can afford.
Yeah, that's your big car purchase.
That's your fucking.
Yeah. Well, I always used to be straight. Like, at some point there was a Dodge something, one of those weird looking ones, and
it was one of those dodgy Dodges.
It looked like it's like the evolution of the PT Cruiser. Anyways, I forget the name, and it was like $2,000, but it had problems. So I was
obviously like, for 2 Gs.
So like people would come in and they try to barter, and I'd have to be straight with them. I'd be like, look. It's $2,000. I can't go a dollar more. I can't go a dollar less.
I can't go a dollar more. Dollar more.
I can't go a dollar under the price.
Because, then the media will come here.
Yeah. why is only $2,000? Look, the reverse doesn't work, but let's be honest. Are you planning on coming back here?
So I had to be honest with them. So I had to give them the problem. So like that, in that case, I'd be like, look, this is the price, whether you like it or not. This is it. And no refunds on it, I have to tell people.
Okay, that would scare the shit out of me.
As soon as you tell someone no refund.
Somebody bought it, though.
I feel bad for that person. He should have bought a bike.
But I was straightforward from the get-go. I was like,
and you figure, like, wouldn't you, like any business, wouldn't it be smarter to try to get repeat customers? Because it's harder to get a new person than just, if your customer is happy, he'll come back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. Yeah, I know that where I got my car, this is going to, because I had the Ford, what was my first one? The Focus?
No.
And then years later, when I got the new one at the time, now I have 1 year left on the lease, I got the Fusion. But next year, I don't think I'm going with Ford. I think I'm going to go completely different, just because Ford, I heard, is not making cars anymore, or they're making like 3-4 models of cars that I don't care about. Like, I'm not going to get a Mustang. I don't like 2-door cars for myself, because I want to be able to have people if I want to drive them around. So I don't know what I'm going to get, but They were kind of sketchy too last year. Remember when we went to buy the car, the new one, this lease? Remember it took a while to get to where one, the guy kept trying to screw with me?
Oh, yeah, I remember. We had one together. I helped you out.
Yeah. So since then, it left a bad taste in my mouth. Mm. So I don't think I'm going to go, because they fucked up. Or else I would have still figured out a way to do it with them. But because of that, I remember I go, because in the end I got a good deal with it, but they were trying to fuck me at first. I go, because of the fuckery, no matter what, I'm not coming back here. I'm not getting my next car from here.
No, I remember that.
Yeah, so then they lost out a customer, and it's gonna be much harder for them in this climate to find new people than it would to keep us happy.
Yeah, but the repeat clients that you said, Mikey, you're looking to keep that mainly on new cars, used cars. Well,
but all you, let's say right now, instead of a guy buying a new car every 5 years, he gets a used car every 5 years. What's the difference?
Because used cars, this is what they will tell us in car sales. Used cars, it's so like specific, like. You know, different trims. You know, you might get this type of car like only once.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? And you might not have it again. So let's say you might have the car that this person likes, but then down the line when he comes back to you, you might have again the car that he likes, but not the specific trim or not with a specific package.
I feel you, dog.
A lot of stuff. So they said, so on used cars,
so they're like, so fuck them.
Well, yeah, on used, like used car salesmen were incredibly aggressive with the clients. They didn't give a fuck. But new car salesmen, we were told we should not pamper the client, but you know,
used car salesmen are very, they're like a date rapist. Yeah. They're very date rapist.
Yeah, they were like that. But
what do you mean we ain't gonna fuck?
But exactly.
Yeah,
like
yeah, they're very weird.
But new car salesmen, we were told to be a little more, you know, cool, chill, you know, like that.
Because so. I had one used car salesman that I bought two cars from him. And the reason why I liked him, you know how oftentimes like a used car salesman, some used cars just fucking suck. And it's not the salesman's fault. It's just, it's the previous owner that fucked up the car.
Yeah.
But he was super honest with me. So I had bought a Subaru. I forget what it was. But he was like, look, I'm selling it $2,000 under what it's valued. Because this thing is wrong with it that we fixed, but I'm not sure how long it's going to last. And I was just super happy that he was fucking being honest.
I like that, yeah.
I was like, fuck it. So I bought the car. The car did way better than what he told me it was going to do. And then the next car I bought from him again.
I'm like that too. I stay loyal. If you're on my side,
I agree. And also new cars, because new cars, if you fucked around as a car salesman, they would just go to the next dealership. Get the same trim
for cheaper
and be like, that other asshole at that dealership was a dick with me. And then that other salesman would be like, oh, fuck this guy, and undercut you right away.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So new car salesman, you had to tiptoe. But used car sales, like I sold a car once. I was like, why? Well, you're going to go look for another car now. Used car, you found the trim that you like. Ah, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't work on me.
Yeah, I've literally guilted. It was a family. I've guilted them into buying.
That's terrible,
car.
Bro.
Yeah. Well, you had to sell your soul for jobs like this. Otherwise, you're not making money, bro.
Ugh, I can't do that. You trick a family. Well,
that's why I had to quit. I couldn't take that shit anymore.
It is. Oh, speaking of, I think I'm becoming soft in my old age. On Sunday, I saw two cops, two females. It was past curfew. I was at my mom's, and I was leaving. I had the dog, everything. You know, and I was just about to leave, and it was like 20 minutes past curfew. I look outside. And I took a video of it. It was these two female cops. They were harassing a cyclist because he wasn't on the bike paths. And like, why are you going down this road? And it's dark because in Park X, when it was night and the lights hadn't turned on yet. So the guy's like, well, it's dark. It's dangerous. There's a lot of cars here. There's no one walking or any cars. So I came this route. He goes, what's the problem? And they're fucking harassing him. They came out of their cars and stuff. And the guy was panicking. And then I actually felt, I hate cyclists, but I actually felt bad. And normally I get mad too when they're just doing whatever they want when there's actual paths. But it was dead. The guy just went the safer route, you know? And they were, and I've never seen cops enforce that. In traffic, I've seen cyclists go past stop signs, past red lights, almost kill people. Nobody does anything. And now the guy's alone and these two chicks fucking start harassing the guy. So then I was going to leave. My mom's like, no, don't leave. They're gonna give you a ticket. It's past curfew. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going home. I'm not scared of anyone. And I went right in front of them. We got in the car. I was staring at them while they were harassing the guy. They didn't do anything to me. They bothered just the cyclist. They were very, and I felt bad for the guy. Even though I don't like cyclists, I actually felt his pain because it was clearly bullying.
Felt weakness. That's why they attacked him.
I think so because I was fucking dick out. I didn't give a fuck and they did nothing to me. And him, he was trembling. He's like that. So I think it's because they felt weakness.
I saw a thing this week that I was really happy how like cops now are super afraid to look racist. And I was doing a show and Preach came to get me and he has one of those T-Rexes, you know, like a half motorcycle, half Lamborghini. So, and they stopped him, but he's wearing a full face helmet. He's got the gloves, so you can't tell he's a black dude. So the cops stop him, and then they pull up. Then he takes the helmet off, and then they were like, oh, we're going to look racist. So they went back, and then they just gave him a warning. And I was like, oh, fuck.
What did he do?
He was in a lane that he had to turn. He was next to them. They were going forward because there was just one lane to go forward. He was in the turning lane, and then he sped up and went in front of them.
Oh, because there's one lane.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. So then, but they, which is illegal, but you know, they shouldn't care.
Yeah.
But then they stopped him. But I was super happy for
that's
him.
That's amazing.
Like, fuck. All right. Finally, they're like. We're sorry for all the murders. I hope this makes up for it.
Yeah, man. Like, you get away with this. Are we cool with all your people? Yeah. I'm just like, what? No. You fucking crazy.
Are we invited to the cookout finally?
Yeah. That, but it must be fucked up for cops too. I've thought about that. Like, let's say you're just a you're a good cop. You just want to go help people. You're not racist. You're doing your thing. Every time you see sketchy shit happen, you're like, I'm going to get blamed for this.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking get blamed for this. This guy killed a black kid. I'm going to eat it. Because now everyone looks at me different.
Yeah.
That's the fucked up thing about these jobs, because you see it faceless.
Yeah.
You just see it as a cop. You don't see it as like George the cop. You just see a cop. It must be fucking horrible. Yeah. You have to pay for the sins of everyone else.
Plus, like in the old days, people would become cops because they were like, I want to have power. And now that's a job with the least amount of power.
Yeah, now it's fucked up.
Everyone fucking films you.
Yeah.
So you, I don't, for real, I don't understand why someone is still a cop now. Like after last year, I would have been like, okay, fuck it. I'm just going to open a store.
Maybe if you don't have any transferable skills.
But yeah. Yeah, maybe. But even then, I'd rather just, I'd go fuck it. I'm going to sell used cars. I'm going to.
But like, don't you have to transfer the skills that you have as a cop when you're selling used cars?
Yeah.
Like if a black guy comes to test drive a car, you can't be like, he stole this car. Yeah. You know? Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah, you're negotiating with the guy by putting your knee on his neck.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, what?
Advanced negotiating tactics. It'd be funny if it's like a little kid's school and he's separating the kids based on color. This how the lines are. What? This is normal. We got to separate them. Jesus Christ. We normally do it by grade. Oh, yeah, that works too. That works too.
That would be...
It's a good sketch.
Didn't South Park do that?
South Park did where the cops special. Became teachers. Yeah, it was something similar. Yeah, it was funny.
That would be a funny sketch. The parks, cops going into other jobs, different fields and
shit. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's weird though when you realize, like, that's one thing that happened to me when I got sued. Like, I never thought about stopping stand up, but I thought about it for a while and I was like, I have no like
skills.
It's not that I don't have any other skills. I don't have any other passions. The only thing I like in the world is comedy.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck can I do?
You should see what I was going through for years. I had skills, but my passion was in the one thing that I wasn't making money doing. In comedy, right?
Which is even worse.
Oh, it was the craziest feeling because it's like you're well liked, you know, you could do this forever as a career. But you don't like it.
Yeah.
I was good at it. I was like, fuck, man, I got to get into comedy. Yeah. That was a weird fucking feeling.
Yeah.
Because you feel trapped.
Yeah.
I remember being miserable going to work. Sometimes even to a happy place. But when it was a shit place, it was even worse. But even if it was happy, I was like, is this it? Is this my life?
Yeah.
You know, that fucking sucked. Besides, you want to toss me a water?
Oh, yeah.
A water.
Water.
Thank you, bro.
How was your... I'll wait for him to get the water.
Oh, the trip?
Yeah.
I think he had a good time because he showed up yesterday. He drove straight for Pantelis Live.
Okay.
And he was wearing shorts. He was dancing when he saw me outside. He's like, hey! He was waving his arms. He brought his girlfriend here. So he was very excited. So I'm assuming he had a great time. I asked him, did you fuck in Mike's house? Because that's disrespectful. And then he looked at me awkwardly. He's like, oh, nobody told me I'm not allowed to fuck.
But yeah, you went to the beach.
Hold on. I got to figure out these fucking headphones.
Hey, just put them over your ears. Yeah,
there's a...
No, I can't find the letter. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I had a lot of fun. It was nice. I tried to start the barbecue.
Okay.
I couldn't.
Really?
Oh, it was his barbecue you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, he almost set your house on fire.
No. I didn't almost set the house on fire. I pulled it away, like you said.
Yeah.
And then because I've never lit a charcoal barbecue. I've always done propane.
Yeah.
So what I did was I Googled how to light a charcoal barbecue, and it said you put the thingamajigs, the charcoals, in a pyramid form.
And then you put lighter fluid.
Yeah, you throw lighter fluid, and I threw a bunch. Mm-hmm. And then I basically took you had like a lighter gun,
mm-hmm.
and I go, psh, and it lit up. I'm like, all right, I did it. And then I closed the lid, because you're supposed to close the lid just to have a bit of wind come in. Otherwise, the wind is going to completely blow out the fire. Close the lid, open it back up, fire's out.
You put more lighter fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that like 8 times.
Okay. Eight
times. I put
have no more lighter fluid left in it.
No, it's like a half.
Were the charcoal briquettes wet?
No, it was a new bag that you had.
Okay.
Yeah. So I tried with newspaper after. I tried putting like newspaper under the pyramid. Nothing. So I asked the neighbor if he knew how to light a charcoal barbecue, and he goes, I don't know how. So you just
I know had a lot of cross on fire. If that's what you mean.
No, no, he's like super hot. Super
I'm
cold
joking,
dog,
obviously.
And he lent me his propane grill.
Okay.
Yeah. So I used that.
Okay. And he lent him his girlfriend. It was a fair exchange.
She's too old for that, I think.
So yeah, he ruined your grill, Mike. Okay.
No,
yeah.
I didn't ruin it. I cleaned it out after with like I threw it, like I took care of it. I cleaned it out and I put it back in its place. I'm like, fuck, I don't know how to light a charcoal
what,
fire.
What
did like
you
a
do
fucking-
with the old briquettes that were full of gas?
I threw them out.
Where? In the garbage?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems safe.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, no?
You know, I don't think you're supposed to put lighter fluid in a garbage and then throw it out. Any
no,
heat or something. It would be funny if Mike goes back and his
it's
house actually
sunny.
Burned down.
And then the reason is because it was sunny on the garbage can.
Yeah. And then they go, what happened? I don't know, the fire. The fire department was like, some idiot put a bunch of lighter fluid in the trash can. Da, 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 da.
No, hold on. The lighter fluid, there's no more because it was used, right? The fire got put out.
But if you didn't burn the lighter fluid.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I even tried newspapers after and nothing, it wouldn't light up.
Okay.
Like it,
I don't want the house to catch fire, but it would be the funniest thing if it caught fire.
Hold on, hold on. Because like it would light up, but then it would just go out. So I used the lighter fluid.
Okay. Mm. It's probably the briquettes that were wet.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe they got wet.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah.
Did you wet them?
How would they get wet? They were in a sealed bag.
I wasn't there with you. I don't know. From the bag to the grill, I don't know what happened.
Think I just drooled all over it?
Drool, jizz, you threw water on it. The best thing is, like, I'm using lighter fluid, he's throwing water on it.
No, because the lighter fluid lit up. It lit up under the briquettes. The charcoal, that's what they're called, right? Yeah, lit up under, and then I would wait. Nothing.
I don't trust anything you're telling me, but... The point is, did you desecrate Mike's dwelling is the big question here. That's
apart you didn't- from burning my garbage can.
Oh, I think it's gonna be fine in the garbage bin, right?
Perfect.
And you didn't have sex in his house, obviously.
No, outside the house, right by the water. Well, not right by the water. Like,
did you fuck her outside?
No.
Next to the river.
No, he fucked her inside, guaranteed. Yeah.
Look, man, why you gotta make it weird, bro?
There's a good view though, from the bedroom.
The bedroom.
Yeah, the bedroom you guys were in.
The neighbor's house.
Were you sleeping at the neighbor's house?
No, but from...
Did you walk into the wrong place?
No, from the windows, you can see the neighbor's house.
Yeah, but like next to that, there's the St. Lawrence River.
Ah, but we would just close the curtains.
Okay. Oh, from the windows to the wall, till the sweat dripped down your balls. That's what
no, but it was very nice.
Did you ever feel like Mike might just walk in?
I didn't feel like it would. I'd be like, in the back of my head, I thought it would be funny. Like, how funny would it be?
Like, did you see your sword? The sword you gave
me
for Christmas?
Yes, in the arcade room. Yeah, I saw it. I also gave her the tour, my girlfriend.
I like how you gave her the tour of a house that you walked in with her at the first time. Like, you've never been there before. Babe, let me give you the tour. Isn't this your first time here too? I'm a man.
No, because I took the tour before. Like I was like, because I called you on the phone. Right?
I took the tour.
I was like, you know, you have a nice place and everything.
Because there's a tour every 20 minutes.
Took the first tour.
So I was like, wow, this is like a really nice fucking place, right? And
did they give you your deposit back for the headphones during the tour? Or?
What headphones?
I don't know why it was all in German.
And then I noticed the katana afterwards. I was like, oh, shit, it's right there.
That's for the neighbors. Yeah. They get a little nosy.
Yeah. But we really appreciate it also. Like, it was super awesome.
And now she's at your house?
No, she went back home because she had to work.
So she just drove here to drive back?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What's the point of that? Why didn't she just go home?
Well,
she stayed here the night or she came?
No, she stayed the night.
Okay. I thought she drove with you here.
She drove with me here. She wanted to spend more time with me. So she drove here with me, stayed the night. Drove back home in the this morning. She has work, so.
So now she's talking to people that want to commit suicide.
No, not that one. Not her. Not.
Oh, she has different jobs.
Yeah, she has like four jobs.
That would be weird if he changes her. Like now somebody calls like, I just don't feel good. I want to kill myself. It's like, yeah, I get you. You would not believe the weekend I had. Well, how about I help you help me? So it's just double murder. No one's killed themselves.
You want to laugh?
I thought he was going to teach her like use card tricks, like to sell an upgrade. Look, instead of just hanging yourself, how about you hang yourself with the gun in the mouth?
Yeah, yeah. How about you also first kill the people that have done you wrong?
Yeah.
And then you go, you're going to go out anyway, right? Yeah. Might as well take them out.
Well, you want to laugh? She picked up little mannerisms from me
lately
that I've noticed. Like little stuff, like when we're driving, she'll be like, fuck this asshole. Like, she'll say stuff like that, and I go, what happened to you? She's like, I don't know, I've been hanging out with you. She goes,
every time she goes to a restaurant, she's like, you broke the point. And he's like, oh my God, that's so sexy.
She made fun of me for it, by the way.
When
we pulled up to Tim Hortons, as soon as we pull up, she goes, Macarte Point. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. They're sending me messages. They're sending messages like, dude, I keep saying Macarte Point every time I go to Tim Hortons now because of you fucking assholes.
Hey, can I get another Michelob Ultra?
Yes.
Bring it. Bring some booze. Oh, dude. I fucking love being back at the studio with you.
Yeah.
This should be a radio show.
The me, my head hurting.
The ears.
My ears, yeah.
Hopefully the doctor can get get rid of what's going on in there.
Hopefully.
But I think they're just going to do what you know they're going to do. They're going to push water in.
Yeah, they're just going to do exactly what I did, but do it properly.
With pressure?
Yeah, because I'm afraid I have one of those, I don't know what they call them, like it's a plastic thing that you push and then it shoots water. But I'm always nervous.
Like the thing they use for chicken.
Yeah, it's like a turkey baster, basically.
So you have an ear baster?
I have an ear baster.
It's the same thing, though.
Yeah.
It's just, it uses that suction cup type of, you squeeze it and comes out.
Yeah.
I never did any of that to my ears. I'm always scared.
Yeah, I'm always afraid I'm going to go deaf. But same. I was like, fuck, my ears hurt. And it's complicated now to see a doctor because everyone, wherever you go, they're all fucking talking about COVID. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to try to fix it myself.
Yeah, I think there's still no elective surgeries, right?
I don't know.
In Montreal.
I think there are probably some by now, but not that many, yeah.
Because everyone, apparently you have to do, if you're a doctor, even a private clinic now, you have to dedicate a certain amount of hours to a regular hospital.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah, I found that out this week.
Okay.
It's fucking weird, bro. The rules don't make any sense here.
By the way, I don't know what an elective surgery is.
It's when there's an election, and then people vote, and then you have to get whatever people voted for operated on you.
Oh.
That's what happened to Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, Yeah, Bruce wanted to get into politics. He's got a vagina now.
Yeah. I go, we only need lady leaders. That was so... Guys, I don't know what an elective surgery is. And he just stopped there. You have a computer in front of you. You
could have Googled it.
You could have not looked stupid.
Bothering us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I've made a mistake.
He's changed. Now that he has that girlfriend, he's sometimes he's a bit more happy-go-lucky. But now he's more willing to...
Admit that he doesn't know stuff?
Yeah, because he doesn't... He's like, everything else is great. So what if I'm a buffoon? And sometimes like, well, still, just keep it to yourself. Like, it's, I'm glad you're happy, but just calm down, sir. You know, he's very excited. And he lost his French podcast. So he was a little miffed about that.
Oh, really? Mm. No more Annabelle et la Bête?
Yeah, for now.
Show's been canceled by the network.
Okay.
Well, it's been canceled. Well, yeah.
Basically. Did the C10? There was too much whore talk?
Too much whore talk. Whore talk. No, it's because his co-host got out the horror game.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, something like that.
A sugar daddy found her.
Oh, shit.
No, she's...
That sounds creepy, the way you said it.
Yeah, it is.
He found her.
Or she found a sugar daddy, and she's making the big bucks. She's like, I don't need your fucking podcast, piece of shit.
She didn't say that. She was very polite.
I know.
You know what she said? Just please stay away from me.
You know what's fucked up about sugar daddies? Is this year, my hair started turning gray, and I've been getting a ton of messages from chicks in their 20s that see me now as a guy that can get them out of their shitty lives.
It's very strange.
Yeah. Because I used to have women that hit on me in my 20s and 30s, and then it stopped for like 5 years. And now it's started again, but a very sad, slutty way. Like a very, hey.
Well, a lot of sluts message me for you.
Yeah. It's because of the gray hair.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I always laugh. I always tell you, I go, Mike, this is absurd. People are like, how's Mike? Well, I want to fuck him. And they're like, why are you telling me? That's weird.
It's
true. What are you, like, as if we're going to bond over, I know, right? I'd suck that cock. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you should fist bump him.
Yeah,
be like, right?
I've been trying to fuck him for years. Like, what do you want me to tell you? It's so weird. And like, you know, he's married, right? And like, but you know, I don't mind. Yeah. No, but he does. Yeah. Pretty sure she does too. Like, a lot of people are trying to fuck you.
Thing to say to someone, I'm married. I don't mind. but it's not about you.
Yeah, he's witnessed it too. We had one of the hookers that he brought on one of his shows. Was just showing her ass off, and she's like, I want this for my, I've been trying to fuck him for a long time. I wanted to see this, to see how good his ass is. He's got to come fuck it. And I was like, yeah, well, that's okay. And her friend told me, because I go, she knows he's married, right? Like, yeah, she doesn't care. I was like, no, but he does.
Yeah. I just laugh.
Yeah, Poseidon's just excited. Poseidon was just like, yeah, Poseidon's the best, because he's like, yeah, Michael, get this email. Just show me your ass.
But even if she has a sugar daddy, don't a lot of podcast hosts have boyfriends and girlfriends?
Well, right? She's full time with him, right? So
no, I know, but she can't take an hour off a week.
I think he doesn't want her to be publicly known on one of these podcasts.
He's like super strict, especially associated with me. He's like, nah, fuck that, we can't have that shit. Yeah. So.
Okay. He's super strict. Oh, that must suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think Poseidon is also, I think he's threatened by Poseidon's virile sexuality.
I wouldn't say threatened.
Well, you have repeatedly banged his girlfriend before he did.
What?
So that might bother him.
Allegedly.
Is this guy like, that's what always fascinates me about sugar daddies. Is he like super old and super rich, or just kind of old and kind of rich?
I haven't gotten any details
on that. Because she won't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, basically.
She won't return his calls. She sent me a message telling me, please keep him away from me. Are you scared that she has to have sex with you? No, I'm scared that she has to fuck my new boyfriend. Poseidon's a sucker for pretty eyes.
I'm a sucker for pretty eyes.
So what are you going to do with that podcast? Are you going to get another woman to
That's what I
with?
Told him. I told him to get Sonia.
Yeah, yes. Sonia was really good. That's the episode that I watched because the girl wanted me to see her ass.
Yeah.
And she was really good. They were both really good.
Yeah, they were both really good. I'm waiting.
Did you ask her?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
She's like, she's waiting to see, you know, she's moving and stuff now. So it's a little complicated.
Is she moving cities?
No.
So then?
Yeah, she'll call her back
sounds
up again.
Like, those sound like excuses.
Yeah, either she doesn't.
It's super good. Do you want to do a podcast with me? Oh, look, I have pizza. You know, I ordered. It's going to arrive soon. I can't, you know.
I can't commit.
We'll talk next month.
Yeah.
It sounds so fake.
That's because I don't know. Like, she told me, but I don't know. Like,
yeah, me to talk to her.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Because plus, like, Sonia has, like, she's building a career as a professional escort. Like,
online.
She's got her OnlyFans. Yeah. Her Instagram went down, so she's trying to build that up. So having a successful podcast, it'd make money.
Yeah.
Right? It'd help her make money.
A lot, yeah. She'll make way more money than him. After an episode, no one's going to try to book him.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever tried to book me.
I know. That's what
you should. Oh. You should ask her and do every show is always sponsored by her.
Yeah.
So you start the show. Hey, I'm here with Sonia. If you want to have sex with Sonia,
you can.
Blah blah blah. This address.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
And they can be like, if you want to have sex with me, and they're like, the internet went down. That's why does that keep happening?
Yeah. If you want to have sex with me, and then it's a number for the suicide hotline.
Yeah. If you want to have sex with me, reconsider. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. That is crazy talk. I think that you should speak with her. Yeah, you should.
Yeah. I'm going to call her back up again.
You have to be a bit more.
Pitch.
Yeah, it's a great pitch, but he's not. You know, the thing is, he's assertive about dumb stuff. He's assertive about being rude and points cards, all that. But he's not assertive in the sense like, no, listen. I know I'm a sketchy guy, but I'm not trying to bang you. I just want to have a successful show. You can promote your stuff. I can promote my stuff. I think he's not assertive where he needs to be. He's assertive in the dumbest places.
I think you just lost him when you said, I'm not trying to bang you.
Oh, he's
fuck. God damn.
Are you still trying to bang her?
No.
You can. So now you and your girlfriend, that's a, oh, you yeah. guys are like.
A real item.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're not going to have sex with other women as long as you're with her.
I'm not supposed to, yeah.
You're not supposed to.
That's a weird answer, but okay.
That's a good answer to I'll take it. When thousands of people are listening.
No.
When you were in Vegas, did you have sex with anyone? Wasn't supposed to. Yeah.
No.
Look, we're gonna accept that answer. Poseidon, I suggest you stop talking, stop digging a hole.
No. In all seriousness, I'm not. No.
Okay.
She even told me this weekend. She's like, "Look, I know how you are. You can look, but you can't touch."
How far does looking go?
What do you mean?
Like.
Can
what
you just look with your eyes, or you can look with your dick and
just,
your hands?
No, she goes, just with your eyes you can look.
But what if you goes, look at a girl sliding on top of your penis? Yeah.
While she's blowing you.
Oh, fuck, I should have asked her that.
Don't ask her that. Just assume you understood. Just interpret it how you want to interpret it. Dude, it's like the Quran. Everybody just interprets it differently. This is how you're going to interpret it.
No. I'm going to be a good boy.
Oh, good.
Seriously. I really like this chick, so I'm going to be a good boy.
All right, well, then it's time we tell her the truth. No, I'm fucking... Look at his face, like, what the fuck? No, it's fine.
Oh, you know what I should have done? Because yesterday he called me to thank me, and he was like, she wants to say thanks, too. So she goes, hey, merci, thank you for loaning us your house. I should have went, what? What? I don't have a
who
house
is this
in the country?
Who is this?
Because there are no pictures of me, like in the house. There are pictures of me as a little kid, but no, like no pictures of me as a grown up.
No, there are. I think there's one of you.
Oh, there's one of me next to the
in the living room. Yeah.
Yeah, next to the beach. Yeah.
Or just who is this? Yeah. Poseidon, you let me house. What? And then he started yelling, that
did,
fucking crazy fan is
that motherfucker break in my house again?
That would have been funny.
Or it would have been funny if you tell her, which one are you? I'm whatever the fuck her name is. Oh, okay. Next week he's going with
her. Yeah. Is he there again? Fucking God four damn. Times this month.
Oh, goddamn.
That would have been hilarious.
So are you still using condoms with her or now it's no condoms?
No condoms.
Is she on the pill?
Yes.
Are that was a hesitation sure? there. I feel like Poseidon's living life dangerously.
No, she is.
Okay.
No, I'm not ready to have a child.
No, we know. We agree. Yeah. We fully agree. Yeah. We fully agree with that statement. I endorse that statement.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't ready for children, and they have seven children.
Yeah, that's what we're worried about.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you have a kid, all that means is that I'm going to have less money.
No, I'm a responsible adult. We're responsible adults. She's more responsible than me, so.
Yeah, like, she's got four jobs.
Yeah, she's like 100 times more responsible than me.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she works.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I work too.
She's your sugar mama.
Yeah.
No, she isn't.
Yeah, she is. If you guys accidentally get pregnant, she's going to be the provider.
So I'm the sugar papa.
You're not sugar at all. There's little sugar.
Yeah. I'm the baby daddy.
No, yeah, you're the baby daddy of hers, babies, that's true. But you're going to be useless. You're going to be, she's going to figure it out quick enough. She's like, well, I'm just doing everything myself.
No, I'm not useless. If I had a child, it would mature me like this.
Trust Don't me. Say that.
Why?
People who say that doesn't work. Like, if you need the catalyst of another life, you're like, that'll mature me. You got to be mature by yourself first.
No, I already am pretty mature when it comes to like.
Don't get her pregnant. That's all we want to say. Well, I don't care about it. Just don't get her pregnant.
No, of course not.
Saying that I'll be mature if I have a kid is like going, look, I'm drunk now, but if cops stop me, that'll sober me up.
Yeah, it's not true.
No, but you know what I mean? Like by saying, like I find I'm already pretty mature apart from my stupidities.
That's you just find that. No one else finds that. No one else agrees with you there. There's a couple thousand listeners that disagree.
So what's going to happen since she's in Quebec City, you're in Montreal, you guys are going to keep doing the long distance
for now.
Okay.
But she's supposed to move here to study here.
Oh, shit. Roommate.
Possibly. Yes.
Oh, shit. Would you move out to another place or would you keep your place?
I'll keep my place for now and then maybe down the line.
Because if you guys move in together. Splitting the rent, you could get a bigger, better place and still pay less rent than what you do now.
Same price, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And plus, it's better. Like, when you get a girl into your place, it's always your place.
Yeah.
So she won't feel like at home. But if you guys get a place, then it's her place too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Think about it. Right now, it's like, what, $8 a month?
Yeah.
If you go $1,500 a month, you're going to be paying, if you split it in half, you're going to be paying less than what you do now.
And we get a snazzy joint.
Huh?
Hey. That's a good idea.
And then if she dumps you and then you're stuck with the lease, that would be funny too.
Oh, fuck it. I didn't think about that.
there's either way, it's a win-win. Because on one side, you're happy and you're living with this girl. On the second, we're going to laugh. Yeah.
God damn.
So either way, this is a win-win. Everyone's winning.
If she dumps you and then gets a new boyfriend and then he moves in, then you guys can get a place for $2,200 a month.
Yeah. Then that would be fucking hilarious. If then you're like, look, we have this lease together. We're still going to be roommates. You could do what you want. And yeah. She's just getting railed. Oh, that would be funny.
I'd be able to look at that. Hard.
I'd break the lease. Fuck that.
You would just leave.
Yeah.
And you'd stick her with the lease. And then we'd see you guys on Judge Judy. Dun, dun, dun. Poseidon says she broke his heart. She said he broke the lease first. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know. I never thought about a situation like that, so I don't know what I would do.
You'll always have to have contingency plans, like Batman or Jean-Thomas Jobin on Survivor or fucking Big Brother. You have to have contingencies on all that possibility.
Mm.
Yeah. Hope for the best, plan for the worst.
He knows. He gets it.
So when the time comes, I'll think about it.
You should.
I think though, when you guys do move in together, it's better a new place.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I was fucking around with you, but 100% the reason why I brought it up was you don't have to go. I'm just saying, get a new place together.
Yeah.
You'll both be saving on rent, but you'll have a nicer place, and it'll be your place. You're gonna build it up together. You'll never feel like she's in your business or you're in hers.
No.
It's a whole thing that you guys are building.
But even now that she's like, when she stays with me, I never feel like she's in my business.
No, but you're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah,
I mean, her. It's easier for her too if it's a brand new thing that she's starting with you to feel like she's a partner.
Yeah.
Than something that she's just walking into.
Yeah.
And you need your own, like when you're not going to be in the honeymoon phase, you need your own space.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it can't just be, because like eventually she'll annoy you or you'll annoy her. So you don't want to be there when she's trying to fucking not murder you.
Yeah.
I see.
You need your own space.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah, because I dated my ex-girlfriend for 3 years and it was a shit show.
Yeah, you guys didn't even live together.
Yeah, while I lived with my mother, like it was just nuts.
You wanted to kill her?
Sometimes they'd gang up on me.
Like sexually?
No, no. Not like that. No. Jesus Christ.
Your mom.
My mother would pretend
ex?
To be stuck.
Your mom and your ex would gang up on you?
Well, my mother would convince her that I was in the wrong for some shit.
And Jesus. Then both,
yeah. You know he fucked the neighbor, boy. I see him sucking dick.
So then they'd both be on my case, like for school and shit. God, shit like that.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then I used to yell at both of them. It was a weird thing.
What would you tell them?
I'd tell them they're both crazy.
One of you is no longer getting dicked. I'm holding out. Your mom's like, okay. What? That's weird.
Did she meet your family yet?
No.
Okay.
We spoke about this. I told her I'm gonna hold off a very long time before you meet my family. I go to her, but I told her not because I'm worried about them or whatever. I go because I'm worried about their influence on you. I go, I don't want to stress you out with that because they're crazy.
Oh, influence. So you think they're going to influence her?
No, not influence. Sorry.
She's going to meet them 3 days later. She's going to have business ideas. She's going to be smoking crack in an attic.
Look, we're going to sell hot dogs in the country.
So I told cause I told her I don't want, I go, especially my father, I go to her. I go, like, he's a lot to handle. I go, as a human being, I wouldn't
He's a real lady killer.
I go to her, I wouldn't want to put you through meeting my family. Or if you, or, and when you do, I want it to be in, like, micro doses.
Like drugs?
Mm. No, basically, like, because I don't want them to fucking drive her nuts. Because she's a very normal human being, and my family is completely insane.
Well, look, she's not that normal because she's dating you. So let's get that out of the way. Let's not lie. Let's not beleaguer the fact that you're insane. So she's, but that's normal. All of our significant others have to be somewhat crazy to be with us. It's not you, it's just exceptional. So she deals with a suicide hotline. I'm pretty sure she could deal with Gus being
definitely. Yeah. Fuck, she has people calling saying they want to kill themselves.
Yeah, him she's saying, lizard, like, lizard control world, lizard. I think she's fine with that.
She'll be like, oh, fuck, he calls every other week.
Yeah, I think she's fine with that.
Yeah,
maybe your mother might ask some weird shit, you know, and that'll, you won't have babies, my son, babies, big dick. Like something weird like that, I know how she gets. That's more of embarrassing. It's not like, she's gonna drive her crazy. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Cause that's the kind of shit that his mom would say.
Bro,
it's crazy.
If I tell
she's gonna say, would she actually say big dick? Like talk
something
about
penis related?
Dick.
Yeah, she's done it before. Yeah.
And God or, damn, that must be embarrassing.
Well, you know, she would ask my ex like, "You guys fuck good," or she would ask me. She would ask me.
Holy
shit. Like,
did you guys fuck good? Dude, I can't fathom the reality where my mom would have these kind of discussions. It's absolutely insane to me.
That's the type of thing that generally if you hear your mom say that, the next thing is you calling a doctor going, I think she has dementia.
Well, I've yelled at her.
I've yelled at her. I'd be like, why the fuck are you asking this? Stop being a fucking weirdo. She's like proud that her kids fuck.
So. I want to know if what I saw and what she felt was similar. Why are you watching me have sex? Yeah, it is weird though. So you already know that she's gonna ask that. What you have to do is you just prepare your girlfriend. Like, she might ask some weird, over the top, out of line shit about our sexuality. Just nod your head and don't answer.
Have you met her family yet?
No.
Her family might be even more fucked up than yours.
Yeah, that's why she's trying to escape them and come with you. If think about it, if you're the saving grace, imagine what she's going through. You ever thought about that?
I have not.
What? Who knows what she's going through over there? It might be even worse than you. Her dad, her mom might be an inventor.
Well, be the same thing but with the French Canadian accent.
That would be amazing. I build a supercomputer. You take a computer, Super Nintendo, duct tape, supercomputer. We sell, yes.
But fuck, what was I gonna say, bro? Like, because on my in bed with Poseidon last week, I had Viron, and I spoke about the whole situation that happened with the garage, bro. If
you never really told me that some garage tried to rip him off,
bro, but if you hear the show that ensued when we towed the car back to my mother's place, my mother was yelling, bro. It was like a circus in the middle of the street, bro.
What happened?
I was
yelling. So your mom's car broke down?
No, so what happened was they took my brother's car to go to my dad's.
Who's they?
My mother and my youngest brother.
Okay.
And they were driving up to my dad's new properties that he bought,
because
he's gonna use them for, you know, he's repurposing them and shit. And they're helping him with the cleaning.
Sounds so fucking sketchy.
Look,
he's repurposing them.
All you gotta know is up north there are some apartments, but zero brothels. You feel me?
You're not too far off.
I know.
No, it's a joke. And so they're driving up there, and the car just fucking breaks down. Right, something with a timing belt and whatever. So what ended up happening, I think May 7th. Is it broke down, and then they had to call a tow truck, and they brought them to this shady ass garage. Which can I say it?
The name is Shady Ass Garages.
No, it's called Garage Pierre Mondo Incorporated. Which
they're one of our sponsors. Jesus Christ, we're gonna lose Garage Pierre Mondo.
Well, I just want to let y'all know they're a bunch of scumbags.
Oh, what they do?
Oh, they basically charged my brother for stuff that they shouldn't have charged.
Okay, like
And they did stuff
labor.
They did stuff that they knew, because the car going in, they knew it was an issue with the belt. And then even though,
but they also changed his oil and his tires.
No, but then even though they knew it was an issue, they pretended that the other thing, like a sensor, was an issue. And then they went to go check for that. But even though they were told when the car was brought there,
what the problem is. Oh, okay, they're just adding stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. I hate people.
Now,
like
they
that.
Didn't add too much because I would have pulled like a really big fit. So I had called you. I had called my garage. I had the one that I go to that they don't fuck me over on parts and shit like that. But the your situation with that was anyway. So I'm not
they try to fuck me over.
But that was that's a guy that's not really connected. He's just there. It's weird. Anyway, I'm gonna tell you after.
This guy, how much was he charging me to fix the scratch on my car? Like $3,000.
Yeah,
shit?
Like a lot.
Yeah, like three to five to do the whole thing. And I was like, it's a little scratch. No, I gotta do this. And then I was like, Poseidon's like, I guess that's how much it costs. And I went 5 minutes away to another garage. I go, how much? He's like, $200 cash.
But I found out that that guy is not directly connected to. Anyways, long story. So what they ended up overcharging my brother. I call V, our buddy that was in bed last week. week. And he's like, listen, it's kind of bullshit. It's mostly bullshit. He goes, but just fuck it. It's not much.
It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world.
Cut your losses and you know, just get the fuck out of
like,
there.
How much was it, like money wise?
Four something.
Instead of two something?
Instead of two something.
Okay.
So it wasn't the end of the world. It was, 440 instead of 256, I think. Okay. Something like that. He goes, just cut your losses, get the fuck out of there. The towing from the exit to that garage, which is right next door, was $190. And the tow truck driver was a scumbag also.
What did he do?
He was yelling at my mother and my brother.
Why would he yell?
Because they brought the little dog in the cabin with them.
Well, how are they going to... does he think that the dog dies? He's like, all right, the dog needs to be left here.
Well, he was yelling to put the dog in the car in the back.
Is he fucked in the head?
Basically. So then my brother had to yell at him and be like, calm the fuck down. And the guy was having like a spasm attack. Like he was yelling, are you Italian? Are you Italian? To my mother and my brother.
Why? What does he care?
And they were like, what the fuck? And they're like, what are you talking about? You're like, I don't know what it has to do with anything, but my brother goes, we're Greek. He goes, oh, you're Greek. Okay, I'm Italian.
The what? Fuck? What that doesn't mean?
Some weirdo. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
some
Christ.
Weird shit.
And this is at the time where I just found out Trudeau apparently is apologizing today to Italian Canadians for the internment camps during World War II because we put them in concentration camps. Okay. But hearing this, we got to start that trend again. We got to put them in camp. What are we apologizing for? These people are dangerous. They're a public nuisance.
So then, but before he apologized, he had threatened to kick them out on the side of the road at the exit. So my brother had to like call. My brother's like very passive. Like, had he done that shit to me, I would have threatened to knock his fucking teeth out. But my brother was like, yo, calm the fuck down. Show some respect, you know? Because if
I would have been like, well, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. And the dog was barking. My mother was freaking out.
Of course the dog's barking. He's yelling. Your mom's yelling. Yeah,
so finally the guy calmed down, brought them, and apparently was super nice after at the garage. And then
what a weirdo.
And then apparently the lady yelled. The lady who's the owner of the place, by the way, yelled at my mother and brother. But the thing is,
Did your mother start
because
it?
No.
There's a lot of yelling, though. There has to be some of this that your mother started.
Like, did your mom walk in and be like, "Hey, stupid, fix my car"?
Well, no. Here's the thing. I thought because you know how my mother
barking.
You know how my mother over exaggerates,
overreacts,
overreacts to everything. But the thing is, my youngest brother downplays everything. He's the complete opposite because he doesn't like the over-exaggeration of stuff. So he downplayed everything like crazy. So there's an in-between there somewhere, right?
So your mom's like, this fucking whore gave me dirty look. And your brother's like, the lady can't even see. Yeah. She's blind.
No. So what happened was all my mother asked was, how's the area for theft? Because there's expensive parts in the trunk of the car, like repair stuff, you know?
And
the
lady That's a dumb question to ask.
Jesus Christ. It's like going... Please rob me.
Yeah, that is very stupid.
So anyways, so should have never asked that.
Not a thinker.
Yeah. So apparently the lady took offense to it and she thought my mother was calling her a thief.
That's a weird thing to take offense to too. That kind of means that you are a thief.
So she yelled at my mother and goes, you know what? Here's your key. Take your key back. Leave. Like that.
What How's she going to leave? The fucking car doesn't work.
So exactly, you know?
Yeah.
So
smart woman. That way she can steal all this stuff in the trunk.
Like all this does is reinforce the idea that women may not belong in the workforce.
So anyways, we double checked all the stuff. Nothing was missing. So I go back.
What was in the trunk that was worth so much?
8 screwdrivers.
No. It was a toolkit. Toolkits, like an expensive toolkit for cars and motorcycles.
Just a toolkit. There's tools.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone has
hammers, like a shiny new hammer.
No. But like the toolkit is expensive.
Yeah, but dude, they have tools. It's a garage.
It's a garage. They have a thousand like
better tools.
$1,000 worth of professional tools.
Oh, but exactly. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, whatever. So then,
what an irrational fucking.
God damn it! God damn it! That's like going to a tire place. Going, don't steal my tires. I have four. I counted them.
Anyways,
I have four. I counted
So then I go back with my brother, and my brother was asking like the right questions because they weren't supposed to check one of the sensors and shit. And then so they keep flip flopping on their story. First they were saying like, no, we had to check it. But then they kept switching that they found the shredded up pieces of the belt before they checked the sensor.
I don't fucking...
Anyway, shit like that. So then she starts yelling at my brother.
Can I be honest? It sounds like a bunch of buffoons on both sides.
Yeah.
Honestly, it sounds like idiot customers with an idiot store. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
So no, but what my brother was saying made a bit of sense. So then she started yelling at my brother saying, you're not a real mechanic. No, like that.
Who, your mother?
No, the lady at the place. She started
yelling
at my brother.
Didn't she see the nice fucking tools?
Yeah, did he show off the tools? Hey, wait, what does she mean you're not a real mechanic? Like, did he say I'm a mechanic? She goes, yeah, but not a real one. You play one on TV. What is she talking about?
She thought my brother was lying to her.
What did he say? I'm a real mechanic?
Like, look, I'm a mechanic. You can't bullshit me on these things.
You know, and then she said, you're not a mechanic.
And she goes, my brother goes, I've worked on my car, which tell me, like, you're full of shit, you know? And then she started yelling at my brother, and then I got pissed off, and then I told her to lower her tone.
Oh, you were there for the real mechanic?
Yeah. And I was there.
Did you say he might not be a real mechanic, but he's the real McCoy?
So, and she started yelling and shit, so I told her to lower her fucking tone of voice.
Yeah.
She's not going to yell, you know, she's not going to disrespect my brother and I like this.
Well, she only disrespected him, but okay, I'm glad you know? The camaraderie is higher.
So then she lowered her tone of voice because
she started whispering. You're not a real mechanic. I think your mom has dementia.
So then we had to call another tow truck to bring the car from Saint-Thérèse all the way back to Montreal, which was $150. It was cheaper to bring the tow truck from.
Do you think it was cheaper because there wasn't an old Greek woman yelling at the driver the whole time?
Well, apparently he started the yelling.
Okay. Well, we don't know the real story.
Look, my brother.
I know your mom.
I know my mom too, but apparently, anyways. So
you have air conditioning, you have ice cream in here.
Because for real, if my job is a tow truck driver, people yelling and a dog barking,
I'd lose my shit.
It's definitely going to be at least $200.
So anyways, so what happened was that we bring the car back. Now, the new tow truck driver, super cool dude, right? Shout out to my boy, Ovan, super cool dude. And
he's your boy now?
Whatever, bro.
You guys dating?
No, because he gave a very good price. So
what's his name? Ovan.
Ovan. Armenian.
Ovan.
Ovan. He's one of the Armenian homeboys too. So shout out, you know. Armenia strong, bro.
All right. Yeah,
your facial expression. So
I like Armenians.
You're going to see where I'm going with this. Hold on. So then we get the car back at my mom's place, right? My brother's car. And
it's not fixed, right?
No, it's not fixed, right? So then, as we
pull up, they didn't fix it. You paid them for what? If they didn't
just,
fix it,
to look at it. Gave them $400 to look at it.
You guys aren't a smart family.
That Jesus Christ! I wouldn't have paid anything until they fix it.
No, because they had to inspect it. They did the hours
for $500.
The hours of work they put in.
They did rip you off. Exactly. But you guys took it.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm gonna shit on their place for like a couple months.
Not gonna help. They're in a village.
Yeah.
No, it's right past the bridge.
But nobody's going to go out of their way there. You only go there out of necessity.
Anyways. Anyways, my brother, he ended up scrapping the car.
Oh, wow. This, poor kid, dude.
So he got his
money. He decides to go on one trip with the family and his whole life is ruined.
But he got his money back for that whole ordeal and he made money, so.
Oh, you mean by selling the car, he made more.
By scrapping it, he made like $100.
And now he gets from point A to point B with a skateboard.
No, he has a motorcycle.
Interesting. How much was that car worth if scrapping it? Like
$2,000.
Okay. Gee, yeah, fuck.
That's high.
That much? That's crazy.
Because it's a Volvo, so you could use a lot of the parts
Okay. So hold on a second. So he pulled a Dumb and Dumber. He gave up a Volvo and he got a moped.
No, he has a motorcycle.
Yeah, same thing.
No, he had bought the motorcycle previously, so now he only has a motorcycle.
Can he double ride your mom?
Oh, no, he just uses it for himself. Are you crazy? He's not going to put my mother on the motorcycle. He's going to start yelling, freaking out.
What about you?
Where does he put the tools?
Yeah, now where do the tools go?
Do
you think he forgot the tools in the car and it was scrapped?
That's why it's worth $2,000.
No.
Yeah, he's like, we'll give you $900 for the car, but $1,100 for the tools.
Obviously, he took them out. No, but what I mean is, so this was the ordeal. Now, you're going to freak out at this.
Okay.
We bring the tow truck. We tow the car back to the place as soon as my mother sees the tow truck pull up.
Hold on. You lost us because you can't speak English. Yeah. You already told us you towed it back home. So now you towed it back to the place. So you towed it back home,
just back home.
Okay, we're already there. Why'd you say? And now we towed it back to the place.
Did you tow it to a restaurant so you guys could go eat?
Oh no, I was just continuing the story.
That'd be hilarious if they just tow it everywhere.
Let's tow it to the drive-through.
That'd be amazing.
No, I was just continuing.
You're
the story.
You're telling Oman, say Macata Point.
Yeah. Ovan, remember? Here's my points card. Macata Point.
No, I was just continuing from where I had left off. So doesn't she see the tow truck pull up? Doesn't she come out on the balcony yelling
at the Armenian.
At the Armenian guy, what he's gonna do, how he's gonna do his job. Dogs barking. Now I'm yelling.
What do you mean, how's he gonna do his job? What's told the Armenian?
Huh? Because my mother loves to do this. She likes to, people who have way more experience and knowledge in a domain than her, she likes to tell them what to do.
Yeah, she's one of those.
Yeah. Which pisses me the fuck off. So I see her do this, and automatically my fuse goes from like 0 to 100, like instantly.
She's now making off-color genocide jokes.
No, no, no. So now I'm yelling at my mother, and she's yelling at the toll truck driver. Now my mother's yelling at me. Then my brother starts yelling at my mother to stop yelling. And then I'm yelling now, and then my brother's yelling at me, and I'm yelling at my brother. So we're all just yelling, and the dog's barking. So then the guy's trying to park the car back into the spot.
and the guy's like, I'd rather go back to my village.
Hold on, bro.
I'd rather fight the Turks again.
So he's trying to park the car in our spot with the towing. Finally realized it doesn't fit with the tow truck because it's a small parking spot. So now I got to go yell at neighbors to move their cars and shit. Then I get...
Couldn't you ask the neighbors instead of yelling at them?
I was already...
Hey, stupid!
They weren't coming. So anyways, like we were all just yelling. So then finally a Pakistani...
They're destructive.
Yeah, a Pakistani neighbor comes out and then...
Why you yell to me?
No, he moves his car. But then my brother's car was too close to the line. So now he's yelling at the tow truck driver too, and he's yelling at my brother. So we're all yelling at each other.
Jesus.
So then he finally parks the car, and then as he leaves, the guy...
The Pakistani guy didn't know what he was getting into.
Bro, so I tell my brother, look, give this guy...
By the way, that moment of the Greeks yelling with the Armenians, the Pakistanis, that's why white people are racist.
So then,
you don't understand, you're ruining it for the rest of us.
So then my mother yells out to the Armenian guy, my friend, thank you, like, because he had to go pull out money.
Oh, she was yelling thank you?
Yeah, thank you.
But she did it in a Pakistani accent to the Armenian guy, that's nice. No, no, my friend, thank you.
No, and she goes... my Armenian brother, fuck Turkey. She goes,
that's a way to make friends, yeah.
And then the guy goes, oh, and at some point, because we're all yelling at each other, as he was backing up the car, he goes, y'all motherfuckers need some weed. He didn't say it like that, but he was like, do you guys smoke weed? You guys should smoke weed.
at this point, heroin would help.
So yeah, it was just a complete shit show.
It must be tough being around you people for that
but
long.
But the poor dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog and all this.
I have a friend whose wife is Korean, and she yells all the time. And the poor dog is just so fucking nervous. Right?
Yeah, that's my dog.
Because it's always just like a dog, you're supposed to be, hey, but she's always like, blah, 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 just the fucking dog is freaking out.
Yeah, the dog.
But the dog's lucky. That's not the worst thing Koreans could do to dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the yelling. Take the yelling, Pooch.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck, I'm so lucky.
Some people yell at dogs, like they think the dog understands.
Yeah.
But the dog, all it hears is aggressive noises. It gets scared. Yeah. Traumatize them.
It's like fucking throwing firecrackers at a dog.
Yeah,
people do that shit.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah,
really?
Fuck. They even put firecrackers up dogs and cats' butts.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, they kill them. Yeah, people are assholes, dude. I told you, my sister's dog came from China. They were gonna eat it. It was in a meat truck.
No.
Yeah, dogs aren't like dogs are beloved by a huge portion of society, but not by all of it.
No.
Yeah, animals in general. Some people are just not friendly to animals.
Why though?
I don't know. People are fucked up.
People are dicks.
People are
dicks.
People are the way people's brains work is crazy. Like I was watching that movie Tenet, Christopher Nolan. Okay. That, yeah. Fun movie, but I was like, man, this guy's brain, the way it works is fucking, this movie's insane. Like this guy must have been high when he wrote it. It's time travel, but not really time travel. And it's just, it's all over the place. Like there's times, like there's parts in the movie where simultaneously some people are moving forward, but other people are going backwards in time at the same time. It's just fucking crazy. But it's like, who thinks of this shit? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, but you can go back in time, but then there's two of you, which is fine. Like, that doesn't ruin anything because you just go into a thing and you're still going backwards, but you need your own oxygen. If you're going backwards in time, you can't. And you're basically driving forward, but to everyone else, you're reversing. It's fucking complete. Like, you have to be high to think about this shit, you know? So people's brains work different. Like, I could have never sat down and thought of that ever. Until I saw it there, ever.
Yeah, that's kind of
wild.
The
scenario that he had in there, never. And I love time travel.
I've never seen that movie.
It's good. It's a lot of fun. It's an action movie. It's a lot of fun.
Is it on Netflix or?
I saw it on Crave.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's.
I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, it's on Crave. Oh,
it's on Crave. It's on Crave.
Yeah, I was going to search it up for you.
No, it's on Crave. You have Crave?
Yeah.
It's on Crave, yeah. I watched over the weekend. I really liked it. I really liked it. I liked the main actor. And they even had the other guy that was in Twilight. What the fuck's his name, bro?
Oh, the guy was playing the Batman. The sparkling vampire there.
I never
the
watched Twilight.
The pale guy?
The pale guy.
Yeah.
I never watched Twilight, so I don't know which one he is.
I just know him as the sparkling vampire.
So he's the vampire?
He got made fun of.
Okay, well, everybody makes fun of that. Like, I don't know what he plays in the vampire stuff. I thought he was a vampire, but maybe he's a werewolf. But the main guy, he's going to play Batman.
Yeah, he's the vampire.
Okay, he was in it. And yeah. It was very good. I liked him. I think he's going to, after watching him in that, I think he's going to make a good Batman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he has a very English face.
Yeah.
No. He got memed hard, by the way, not too long ago because of the way he wore an oversized tracksuit and the way he was standing.
Why?
Robert Pattinson. That's
his name. Mm. Wait, why would he get made fun of? The guy seems like an okay dude.
Oh, no, it was just super funny the way, hold on, Robert Pattinson tracksuit.
Sound like a bear.
Tracksuit meme. Yeah, he was wearing a brown tracksuit and he was just standing there like a... Like all funny looking and shit, and people meme the fuck.
All
out of
funny,
him.
Dude. You stand there all funny looking shit. And shit all the time. That's your way of life.
It's an alternative lifestyle.
Look, guys, if you want to follow his alternative lifestyle, it's ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. Also, he plays video games against children. Twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. But all that is unimportant. The most important thing here is Mike Ward Tuzakud. It's the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, and it's getting bigger by day. Destroying everything. Destroying terrestrial radio. Destroying our local news broadcasts. Destroying our local shows. The place
fucking
to be.
Killing my eardrum.
It's killing his eardrum. Yeah, he can't hear now.
So big, I can't hear anything anymore.
MikeWard.ca for all of Mike Ward's tour dates, plus patreon.com/Suzakud for all of the Suzakud episodes, and that's the only place to catch them live. That's the only place to get your tickets to the live shows of Suzakud. They go on sale there, and they, I guess, sell out in a matter of seconds sometimes. Yeah. So be sure to join that if you're a Francophone, if you speak French, and head over to PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Win yourself a shirt. Join the Pantelis Nation. Thank you all for listening, and go fuck yourselves.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.